6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. By themselves or alone. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. It's not good to be alone. The first words about man and woman was, it's not good that humans are alone. I will make a helper for him. Sometimes we think, I'd rather be alone because I'm so bad to be together with, so it's better I'm alone. Or the others, I don't care for them, I don't like them, so I'm on my own. And all this stuff, it comes from the fall of sin, when we fall away from God, and then we became alone. The second and third point was, it's good to be alone with God. Like those three apostles, they were alone with Jesus on the mountain, and they then were alone with Jesus and with God. And there they got community, fellowship, and they listened to the word on the mountain. And we could also, in our daily life, in practice, be alone with God, just like they were. When we open the Bible, when we read, when we share together, also here in church, then God is with us. And how many should we then be in order to have a good service? Well, the important point is that we, all of us, 2, 4, 10, 200, all of us are alone with God as we listen and pray, so that nobody should think that he's forgotten, but he is with God in the service, in the devotion. And the fourth point is, what is he then sharing with us? What kind of word? What did they share there on the mountain? We know from Luke, the gospel written by Luke, that they shared Jesus' departure in Jerusalem. Namely, they spoke about, they talked about, they shared about, they shared what Jesus was about to do in Jerusalem. And he was about to die as the Lamb of God, to carry our sins, and to bring us back to God, so that we now never are alone, being forgiven, being received into God's fellowship. And the last point is, never alone. Being with Jesus in the devotion and in the service, listening to his word and receiving the sacrament, we are never alone. Because Jesus, he is with us. And he touched them. They were very frightened. And then he said, do not be frightened. And he walked with them down into the valley. And so he is also walking with us in our days, tomorrow and every day. So it's certainly true. Alone with Jesus, and you are never, never alone. Amen.